गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयंभूपतितामय ददाति स्वावलम्बितं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरी गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vijay Prabhu, and thank you, all the Kirtaniyas. And thank you all for coming. Today is the very auspicious disappearance day of Srila Tamakrishna Goswami Maharaj. So I'd like to speak a little bit about him. But first, I want to read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is 4th canto, 23rd chapter, text number 38. Maharaj Prithu is going back home. Translation, the great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, I have as far as possible spoken the narrations about Prithu Maharaj, which enrich one's devotional attitude. Whoever takes advantage of these benefits also goes back home, back to Godhead, like Maharaj Prithu." Purport. The word Shravayet mentioned in a previous verse indicates that one should not only read for himself, but should also induce others to read and hear. That is called preaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this practice. Yaredeka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 7th chapter, text number 128. Whomever you meet, simply talk with him about the instructions given by Krishna, or tell him of narrations about Krishna. Prithu Maharaj's history of devotional service is as potent as narrations about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not make distinctions between the pastimes of the Lord and the activities of Prithu Maharaj. And whenever it is possible, a devotee should attempt to induce others to hear about Prithu Maharaj. One should not only read of his pastimes for one's own benefit, but should induce others to read and hear about them also. In this way, everyone can be benefited. So Srila Prabhupada, as the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has given us the directive. He has given us the clear guideline on what is the meaning and what is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why it is imperative, it is of utmost importance for every member of this movement to study Srimad Bhagavatam on a daily basis. We have just attended a short part of a meeting here before on social development, and besides all the discussions, I get two very strong feelings. People want to be heard and people want to be acknowledged. Not just people out there, but also devotees. They want to be heard and they want to be acknowledged. Now, a lot of times, this may not be so easy because there's one microphone, there's 50 people, so we can hand the mic around and let everybody say something. Or we can just congregationally chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Do you feel that you've been heard? No, we didn't hear Vijay. We saw he was moving his lips. So his heart was dancing. So if you want to be heard and you want to be acknowledged, you got to take part in the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in this world, there is not enough microphones to go around. There is not enough attention. There is not enough counselors and therapists. There is not enough social support systems, and people will always feel, what's in it for me? What do I get out of this? But if we actually start reading the Bhagavatam and we actually start chanting the holy name in the association of devotees like we've just witnessed here, you feel heard, you feel acknowledged, and you feel rewarded manifold. Not just, yes, I said my bit, but I have received and I've become so satisfied that there is nothing more to be said. Have you ever had that experience that you've done Sankirtan, you distributed books, you've done Harinam, and afterwards you were together with devotees, but there was no need to discuss so many topics because you all just felt completely satisfied? Have you ever had that experience? Everybody was just fully satisfied. There was no more need for talk. There was no more need for plan making. There was no more need for other type of ventures and endeavors, where you could just say, if I would die right now, that'd be all right, you know? I've done what I could. So, the past year, I've been moving quite a bit and done some experiments, and I've seen that for the bigger part, our congregation is lying dormant. They're lying in a state of being a spectator. You know, a spectator, he goes to the game on the weekends. He may occasionally switch on his TV. He may follow the news online. But he's not really actively involved. So our congregation has to turn from spectator mode into participator mode, where they actually start picking up the ball and becoming actively involved in the preaching mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, this has not happened in many parts of the world because we have not empowered them. We have not really taught people and given them access. So far, if you talk to the congregation, in most parts of the world, they will think book distribution is for a few elite individuals. It is something which is done out of the temples. It is something which is done through mail order. But it's not something which I could do. So it's our duty to prove them wrong. I was in Wimbledon, UK. We went out, about 20 devotees. We had a sit-down hari bhajan and a book table and some cherries and strawberries. The whole Wimbledon congregation went out. And everybody stopped and everybody took something. Some took a smile, some took a cherry, some took a book, some took, you know, they had some interaction with the devotees. And after 3 or 4 hours, over 100 books had been distributed. And the devotees took turns chanting and distributing, and the lady who was organizing it, her daughter cooked the lunches, they packaged 20 lunches. So what effort does it take to organize such monthly Sankirtan festivals once a month on a Saturday, on a legal spot, get a permission, or find a place which is on, you know, safe territory? It's not so complicated. We were out in Brazil, Itajaí. Haribo, beleza, Hare Krishna. And how many devotees we were there? Out on the, we had a whole morning program out on, right on the main drag, right on the walking street. They put up tents, book tables, we had Bhagavatam class out there. There's a lady coming down on her bicycle. She saw us and she stopped and she almost fell off her bike. And then talked to her, distributing books, and she said, I've been a Sankirtan devotee 15 years ago. Acharya Deva, he's my Guru Maharaj. And she almost broke out in tears. She was so emotional, she almost broke down. So, and so many people stop just by seeing the devotees. Especially if you go out in numbers. You see, for the congregation, to feel confident is not so easy. Because their levels of self-esteem, their levels of confidence are quite low initially. So, we have to learn the art of making people feel comfortable. Like 90% of the time, why people do not take a book from us is because they're not comfortable with us, with the situation. They don't really trust us. They don't really see where this is going. So, how can we make people more comfortable about meeting a Sankirtan devotee? Well, number one, what's our circle of influence? We can work on ourselves. If we become comfortable, if we become natural, if we become authentic Sankirtan devotees, and we just feel that this is the right thing to do. Like when you see this devotee chanting, they're not thinking, oh, am I doing the right thing? Oh, what are other people thinking, you know? Did you see any of such thoughts? No. The devotees was completely convinced. So utsahani shayat daryata tat karma pravartanat sangatyaga satovrite satir bhaktir prasidati. Rupa Goswami has given us what are the beneficial factors for devotional service. Endeavoring with determination, steadfastness, being convinced. These are very important qualities for a preacher, for a Sankirtan devotee. And we have to realize, right now there's maybe 30, 40 of us sitting here, but it's not about the numbers. Because we have countries on this planet with more than 10,000 devotees. Ukraine's got more than 10,000 devotees. Brazil, how many devotees? Also, thousands and thousands. I mean, there's... Hanuman Prabhu tells me, like, every city has got an Namhata, and that Namhata's got at least 40 to 60 members. And there's at least 100 of such cities in Brazil. So, how do we connect with them? Well, you're preachers, you're book distributors, so when you're traveling, take a couple of hours a week. Call your temple, your congregational center, your namhat, talk with the people, say, look, on the weekend I'm going to be in your neighborhood, and I would love to do a little workshop, you know, a little demonstration, a little presentation on book distribution. What do you think? And you'd be surprised how most of them are very interested to find out about integrated preaching strategies, how book distribution and preaching can be part of their Namhata gathering. Just like here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada has explained that it's not just about reading, but it's about getting other people to read. Right now we have so many educational programs which have been started, and they're wonderful. There's Bhakti Shastri going on, there's Bhakti Vaibhav going on, there's so many courses online, you can come here to Mayapur. Where is the course on preacher training? Where is the course of training devotees how to start a reading group, a reading circle? When I do surveys, less than 10% of our members have a full set of Prabhupada's books. Less than 10% of our members have read all of Prabhupada's books. Now of course, if you go on traveling Sankirtan, that seems like, wow, how can that be, you know? It's like books, it's all I do, it's my life, like I read every day. But you know, a lot of people, they have jobs, they have families, they have kids, they have obligations. But if somebody goes there, spends some time with them and teaches them how to read Bhagavatam, how to distribute Bhagavatam, how to distribute sets of Bhagavatams. Vaisheshika Prabhu last Sunday was in Washington D.C. and he spoke about Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And at the Sunday feast, he sold 40 sets of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and collected $6,000 US in one Sunday feast lecture. Can you believe it? I don't think he would do that much downtown. So we underestimate the opportunity of going and giving a Sunday feast lecture, of going and making that presentation at the Namhata, at showing them how they can also distribute books. Which means, you make a little workshop. You teach people about the basics. Teach them the fundamentals. And you will see how so much mercy, so much inspiration, so much gratefulness comes back to you. So, right now, book distribution is on the up. It's increasing. And we are very grateful to have very dedicated book distributors here amongst us from the US, from Italy, from Brazil, South America, North America, Canada, Europe, Russia, India, Asia. The question is, how can we sustain and how can we increase this Sankirtan effort? This is not something which you do if you got nothing better to do. This is not something which you do out of social pressure or out of economic necessities. Because there's so many other types of activities to make you feel good, to make a little money, or to make, you know, some meaning in life. But if you want to learn the art of life, book distribution is the art of life, the art of living. If If you want to build up your self-esteem, to know who you are, what's your place in this world, how to relate with people, you learn it on Sankirtan. I learned it on Sankirtan. I didn't know most of those things. I was 15, I just got out of school, I dropped out of school, and I went on Sankirtan. And whatever I know, I learned it on Sankirtan. So, there is great scope for preaching and for book distribution. Now, if we all work together as a team, we can have tremendous impact. Because the name of the game is not golf. We're not looking for stars. We're looking for team players. Just like in America, you got this game, American football, right? So the quarterback is the person who has to make those passes, right? He has to see all his people and he has to play those passes. So in the same way, if we, all of us, become quarterbacks or captains, and we play those balls, we play those passes, and we empower others, then our team will win. Otherwise, if we're trigger happy and we want to score, it's about my score, it's about my Lakshmi, it's about my success, that will fade away. That will not really sustain. So, I see many here are young, but I see many of us are already getting a little bit gray, or a little bit bald, a little bit elderly. So, we should think, how can we continue this tradition of book distribution? How can we establish a monumental effort, a legacy? Because these books are destined to change the world. These are the law books for the next 10,000 years. So, personally, I've been just trying to study Srila Prabhupada's books on a daily basis and share realizations with others and to distribute wherever I go. It's like I travel, so I take books with me. Any airport, you know, like now I'm flying around India for the last 5 months. So any airport, you just walk around in a dhoti and you just smile and say Hare Krishna. And whoever smiles back and says Hare Krishna, you give them a book. Try it. It works. Vaisheshika and myself, we sold 30 books in about 20 minutes just walking around in Delhi airport. I also did it by myself. Nobody will refuse. Everybody will give you something. Some give you 10 rupees, some will give you 500 rupees. You'll meet amazing people. Take books with you on the plane, on the buses, wherever you go. Devotees should never travel without having books with them. It's against our regulative principles. You remember the four ironclad laws of book distribution? What's number one? Come on, guys. Strong sadhana. Everything's built on sadhana. If we don't chant and read, there is no substance, there is no potency, there is no shakti. You may be there saying the right words, but it doesn't go anywhere. It just doesn't touch the person's heart. Because there's no potency behind it. There's no drive. There's no traction. So we gotta read. We gotta chant on a daily basis. Take the medicine. Number two, get books. You can't distribute books that you don't have. Number three, the more you show, the more you sell. Show the books. Make them visible. They're very attractive. People want them. Anywhere. I'm so ecstatic to see book tables, books all over the place. Just, you know, just have the books. And number four, organize. Put your ingenuity to work. Krishna has given each and every one of us some very special talents, some very special type of qualities. Use those qualities in his preaching mission. And then nobody can stop you. The only thing that can stop us is our own mind, is our own arrogance that we think, oh, this is not important, oh, I'm better off doing something else, or let me just go back to my own cave, go back to sleep. So, the nectar is out there. There's a prediction by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that wants that wonderful temple, that Adbhut Mandir will be built in Shiram Mayapur. This Sankirtan movement will spread all over the world very powerfully. And now it's about to happen. It is in the process of happening. 3 to 4 years, superstructure will be done. Maybe the deities will move. 7 to 8 years, the whole project should be done. Well, we can see that we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of homework to do, and we have a lot of teamwork to do. So let us get on with doing our homework and doing our teamwork, because this is what this Krishna Consciousness Movement is all about. Satatam kirtayanto mam yadantas chadri davrata namashyantas chamam bhakta nitya yukta upasate. To hear and chant about Krishna in the association of other devotees. I was just 5 months in India. Book distribution in India is so easy, it should be illegal. It's like, it's too good. You can just go out and ask people, do you know about Krishna? Do you know Krishna? They say yes. Then you ask them, do you like Krishna? And most people say yes. Then you say, okay, this is Krishna's teachings for you. Just give a donation. That's all you have to say. No arguments, no discussions. Huh? In the West you have to, you know, do all the moves. Huh? So, you're now here in India, distribute some books here. I know some of our determined friends, they're doing it almost on a daily basis. So do it, see how it works. You can be as straightforward and sell as many books. It's a wonderful experience. So, this process is universal. It works anywhere. I've been to a few weird and special places this year. I was in, I'm not going to say what's weird or special, but anyhow, every place is special. I was in Kazakhstan, Almaty, which is just from Delhi, north over the Himalayas. And even though it's a predominantly Muslim country, we were out there on the walking street, 20 devotees, approaching people, giving them books, Muslims, and they took them, and they gave donations. So, right now there's so much change in the world. Even though it looks superficial, it looks political, it looks economical, it looks whatever it is. But for a devotee, whether the economy is down or up, it doesn't matter. Businessman always makes business. So a preacher always preaches, a book distributor always distributes books. Right now, people are more ripe to distribute Prabhupada's books than ever. Why? Because there's a great sense of dissatisfaction. There's a great sense of disillusionment, of disenchantment with the way how the world and how things are going. So right now is one of the best points in history to distribute Prabhupada's books. And then, like an intelligent farmer, we shouldn't just sow the seeds, we should also cultivate them, and we should also harvest the fruits. Now my friend Anakadundabi Prabhu will speak a little bit about how to cultivate the plants and how to harvest the fruits. And since we're already speaking about Italy, it takes 10 years to grow an olive tree till it gives fruits. 10 years you have to invest. And then it starts giving fruits. Do you all like pizza?
Yes.
Great audience participation. I know you're all fasting today, but takes 10 years to grow that fruit. If for 1 year you don't prune that tree, you don't take care of that tree, it won't work. If after 10 years, for 1 year, you stop taking care of that tree, it will withhold its fruits. It will reduce its yield. So, this shows us we have to invest into our training, into education, into developing our most precious assets. What is that? That's right here. It's our devotees. These are the most precious assets. That's why Vijay Prabhu is going around, traveling and teaching. Parameshwar Prabhu has got his Sankirtan team. There's so many Sankirtan leaders who are taking care of their people and trying to reach out to the Namhats, to the congregational groups, to also train them in the art of Sankirtan. Because this is our birthright. It is the right of each and every member of this Krishna consciousness movement to learn the art of preaching and book distribution. For otherwise, they will feel cheated. At one point, they will feel cheated. And they will feel, I have not gotten the real deal. I have not gotten the real thing. I read the Lilamrita. I know what those people were up to. And I'm not getting it. And that's not right. And they're right about it. So, just like we just had Shivaratri, which is also the day where Buddhimanta Prabhu passed away, who was one of the original book distributors. Prabhupada gave him his own kurta, his own shirt. He was so happy about Buddhimanta's book distribution. So, if you want to get Prabhupada's shirt, if you want to feel what Prabhupada felt when he stepped off the Jaladuta, you have to go on book distribution. Now, in whichever contest, whether you do that on Oxford Street or on Fifth Avenue, Rockefeller Center, or you do that on a campus, or you do that door-to-door, or you do that at a book table, or you do that at the Namhata program where you speak about Bhagavad Gita. And you make sure that after your Bhagavad Gita talk, you have 50 Bhagavad Gitas there. And people will buy them. People will buy sets. There's nobody stopping but ourselves. If we think, oh no, we can't do this, oh no, that's not so important, like that. We may think we distributed so many books in the past, why should we distribute more books? Do you know how many Bibles are sold every year in the United States of America? Any wild guess, any estimates? U.S. has got how many inhabitants now? 275? Maybe 300 million with all the illegal immigrants? 300 million, give and take a couple. Okay, how many Bibles are sold every year in the United States? Any wild guess? Any estimates? Come on. Remember, you're not spectators, you're participators. So, at least throw out a number. Okay? 200 million. Okay. You're very optimistic, I like that. What else we had there? 1 million. 10 million. Anybody more?
Eight.
Okay, 200 already tops it, right? Okay, our winner is... No. 20 million Bibles every year. What percentage is that of 300? 6 or 7%. That's a lot of Bibles. How many books we've done last year all over the world? 5, 6 million? What was it? Almost 7. Okay, it's on the up. So almost 7. They have done 20 million Bibles just in one country. Yes, a lot of them are from, you know, Bible groups like the Gideons, who donate Bibles, who sponsor books, who do other ventures. It's possible. India has got 1.2 billion people, out of which almost 1 billion is Hindus. They have an unlimited appetite for Bhagavad Gitas. Delhi alone did 500,000 Gitas in 1 month. Now, of course, we question, what are they doing the other 11 months? But they're having Ratha Yatras all the time, and they're sending Mahaprasadam to all those donors, and they're cultivating them. And Anakadundubi Prabhu will tell you how much effort it takes to cultivate people till they can do something big. So, Prabhupada was not into mediocrity. Prabhupada was not into good is good enough. Prabhupada wanted excellence. He wanted each and every devotee to excel. And it's not about the numbers, but it's about the effort. Krishna sees our effort. He's Bhava Grahi Janardhan. He sees not what we do, but what intention, what purpose are we doing it, and how much are we holding back. So I would like to thank you all very much for participating in this book distribution effort. This is the most important service in this movement. Srila Prabhupada has made it very clear. If you want to please him, distribute these books. There's no doubt about it. There's no more direct way to preach Krishna consciousness than through the distribution of these books. So thank you very much for taking this mission to heart. Never think for a moment that there are other things which could be more satisfactory. Utilize your intelligence in how to reach out to the congregation, how to involve and empower other devotees in book distribution. The first and foremost way is in becoming satisfied, enthusiastic, and ecstatic book distributors ourselves. Because then when people see you, they will say, Prabhu, what can I do to become like you? And then you say, well, you know, okay, let's start. Right? But otherwise, if people look at us and they go, no. Hare Krishna. Bye-bye. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So there's nothing more as attractive as seeing a devotee who is inspired and satisfied in devotional service. Yes, it's a struggle. Yes, there are obstacles. There are rough times. But that is also sweet. That is also part of the struggle. So, and just the last story before I'm finishing up here. In Russia, a devotee went out to distribute books and he met another devotee who was distributing books. And he asked that devotee, hey, from which temple are you? And he was not from Scotland or, you know, from Hungary. But he said, temple? There are temples? So the devotee asked him, where do you get your book? He said, you know, 4 years ago, I meet one person. He sold me one book. I read that book. And inside that book, it says that you should distribute this knowledge to others. So he went to the copy shop and he got 100 copies made from this book and he went on the street and he asked people, do you like to read? Have a look at this. Can you give a donation? And he did the same thing like the other person did to him. So he never met another devotee. He never went to a temple. He was never trained, but he started a Sankirtan movement by himself. So sometimes we think, what if we fail? What if our movement doesn't, you know, sustain? Sociologically, economically, politically, for whatever reason. The books are out there. People are being affected. The poison is already spreading. People are getting affected by the nectar of Krishna consciousness. So, the question is, are we going to take part in this? Are we allowing Krishna to touch our hearts? Are we lowering our levels of defense and a false ego to have open, heart-to-heart exchanges with other devotees where we feel, yes, we're in this together, you know? It's not just me against the rest of the world and me against everybody else, every man for himself, but we're actually, you know, team first. Sankirtan book distribution means team first. And that's very important because that's Lord Chaitanya's mood. That's the gopi's mood. That's Srimati Radharani's mood. It's a mood of selfless service. So if you've been given this wonderful opportunity, cherish it, relish it, never take it lightly. It may go at a moment's notice. And try to inspire other devotees to read Prabhupada's books. Just instead of talking politics, economy, whatnot, just take out a Bhagavatam. And say, do you mind if we read Bhagavatam now for an hour? Or would you like to discuss all the different people here in the yatra, you know? And do the round, you know? Like, the circle. And most will say, no, that's okay, you know, let's read Bhagavatam. And then all of a sudden, you feel like, hey, you know, we should distribute this to others. This is the real thing. This is the real medicine. So Bhagavatam is making that revolution. Now the question is, are we going to be part of it or not? That's the question. The revolution is already happening. It's already happening as we speak. And it's going to be successful. So I'd like to encourage all of us to work together in a cooperative mood, keeping this higher principle of book distribution and preaching and pleasing Prabhupada in the forefront. And seeing how we can involve all the members of our congregation. And yes, it may sometimes mean you stop an hour earlier to give that talk and make that presentation. But then when you got 20 other people who will start distributing books, you will see how your efforts can actually increase manifold. Thank you for your attention and patience. Hare Krishna. At this point, we'd like Anakadundabi Prabhu to continue the presentation. I think you want this back, huh? This was not a gift.